Yelling Miles.
Here you're all like Mr. Subdued, and now you're yelling. Jeez.
You got me going, man. You got my juices flowing, man.
Holy moly. Well, you know, Merry Christmas to you, Miles. The show will actually come out on Christmas Day. Can you believe it?
I didn't. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it.
Christmas like is on Christmas a Wednesday. Show. Yeah, it's Christmas show.
Christmas 2013.
Yeah, 2013 Christmas.
Christmas, okay, so everyone's wondering in the future when this was.
So. Yeah, Christmas 2013. So, what did you ask for Christmas this year, Miles? The same thing I ask every year, Bob.
I asked for 10 more pounds and I got it. So. Wish granted.
I asked for to wake up with... I'm recording here in case you wanted to know with morning wood. That's what I wish for all year.
Doesn't raise lips around my candy cane. That's what I asked for.
My wife gave me a look.
Ow.
Whenever I said that, she's like, what are you talking about?
Ow.
Oh yeah, she said, oh, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you hoping for this Christmas?
Really? I just asked for, you know, some bear stuff, of course.
Oh, the bears.
Hopefully Santa will be good.
Yeah, well, you know, Santa.
What about you?
It'd probably be good to me. I didn't ask for anything, to be honest with you.
And wish granted. You got nothing.
Yeah. I said, oh, if only, you know, Miles would send me even just a card. That would make my Christmas.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, well, now after our previous conversation, I don't want anything from you.
Actually, we had a long conversation off the air before the show started about something very inappropriate I said, Bob, which I will not go into.
Yeah, I don't want anything from you.
Very inappropriate postcard.
Yeah, very inappropriate.
Very super inappropriate. And
let me just tell you that, you know, had it been a different era, the postmaster would have delivered that to me. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. So, yeah, nothing. Nothing. No big, just some bears stuff for Christmas. Yeah. That's it, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all I want, man.
I already got some Christmas presents. My mom got me some gift cards to Culver's and Steak and Shake, which is very nice.
Yeah.
And I got some, my mom and dad got me some lights for the deck, you know, like those little solar lights.
Yeah.
That was nice. So.
When the lights go out on the solar deck.
Yeah, so that was good.
So you got everything.
What else did I get? I got a tie.
Now, for what purpose?
Well, to wear. Now, here's the funny thing. Now, I don't think I've mentioned this, but I got an award this last year at work.
You did mention this, actually.
Well, I mentioned it to you. I don't know that I mentioned it on a recording, so...
Oh, okay. All right.
And so, anyway, as a joke, my mom at one point had picked up this Jerry Garcia tie, like, at a deep, deep discount somewhere, yeah. Right?
Right.
And so she had given it to me. I never wore it. And she's always like, oh, that Jerry Garcia tie is such a nice tie. You should really wear it, you know? I'm like... You know, yeah. Mom, I don't wear a tie for work that often, and so I'm not, you know, it's just not going to happen. So right. When I got this award, I had to get my picture taken and all this kind of business. So every time I had to go to like a dinner and stuff like that. And so every time I would wear that tie.
I'm sure.
As a joke. And so
sure.
Now she's bought me another tie.
Oh, you like that one? Not yeah, it's another.
That's exactly it. Here, I found this other steeply discounted tie that I bought for you.
Hasn't Jerry Garcia been dead for like 20 years?
That's what I mean. That's why it was so cheap.
Deep discount. Deep.
For all I know, she, you know, got it off of him. I don't know.
Yeah, really?
So, yeah. So she got me a new tie. So she's like, oh, if you win another award, you can wear this tie. Okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. The holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, so ties, huh?
So I got a tie, and then, you know, so that's a big Christmas so far. Now, it's not even Christmas yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't mention the most favoritest thing you just got.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, because Christmas is a bit of, around here, everybody gets still, you know, they're still getting excited about Christmas. I don't know if your children are a little older, maybe they're jaded or something, but.
They are very jaded, yes. Like
yeah, like you, probably. Well. Tonight I got my present from my family,
yeah,
which was the Corner Gas box set. So I have all episodes of Corner Gas if you'd like to watch them whenever you come visit.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's a Canadian comedy show that's very funny that I used to watch a long time ago when it was on Channel 9 out of Chicago. They played them like in the middle of the night, and I would record them, and I thought they're really quite funny, and so they got me the whole set. So I actually watched a couple episodes tonight. So
would you have any Degrassi Junior High?
No Degrassi. Although you know Degrassi is a very popular program up there, but
yeah, if you have any of that, I'd be happy to watch.
Yeah, you probably would like the Degrassi more than the Corner Gas.
But, yeah, the Corner Gas. No, I don't know the Corner Gas. Yeah, no, I don't know that.
I don't know that you would. Appreciate the humor of it as much as you know others would, but
well, I am part Canadian, so
I don't. Which part would that be?
My maternal grandmother's side of the family. Her father was a Canadian.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. Okay.
So there, I got that going.
You got that going. Well, I just like the show, and the kids know it. And it's like, you can't watch it anywhere. I mean, you can't. It's not on any of the streaming services, and it's not on the air anymore. They had 6 years, and they you know,
voluntarily. I've never heard of this show.
Well, because it's Canadian. It was the number one comedy show in Canada.
Yeah.
Back in the, you know, the 2000s, mid to late 2000s. And, yeah. But no one's seen it here, so.
Yeah.
It's just one of these obscure things that I like, so.
But it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, the only television show I own a box set of, yes.
Oh, okay. Because well,
I
would know,
I don't like to own those things normally, but this, I can't get it anywhere else, so.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're going to sit down and watch all the episodes.
Eventually. I watched two episodes tonight. Very funny.
Yeah.
Just like I remember.
They're waiting for you to come back and watch more.
And the kids said they're going to watch more with me, so we're good to go.
So it's a family show?
For the most part. I wouldn't say it's totally a family show, but yeah. I mean, it is a family show, but, you know, it's a modern family show, not a...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, you know, Leave it to Beaver or something, but...
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah. Oh, it's fun stuff.
Huh, so Corner Gas, huh?
Yeah, so we'll see. Christmas isn't over yet.
Corner Gas. There you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it is the Christmas season, so I have been out and about a little more than usual.
Sure.
And I went to Schnucks. I went, if you can recall, one of the few times that you visited me over the last 20-some years, you visited when we were living in St. Louis, and you and I went to Schnucks to get some donuts.
Yes.
Went to Schnucks to get some donuts. Schnucks is a local grocery chain in St. Louis. It sounds horrible, Because I think a schnook is kind of like a Yiddish, you know, negative Yiddish term.
It might be because someone threw your donuts on the floor.
So we get donuts. This lady opens the door and knocks my donut box onto the floor. She goes, "Are those yours?" I think I just said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Not anymore. I'm not going to eat those now.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. You're standing there laughing.
And she worked there.
Yeah, I know.
She was an employee.
She was an employee.
And she threw our donuts on the floor.
That's right. She's like, "Oh, you guys don't need them anyway. A couple of fat ass white boys."
Yeah, we didn't need them. Not at that point, anyway.
So anyway, I was at that Schnucks, right?
Yeah.
I was over in the city, and I was going to get a Christmas present and a. Something we do a thing on Christmas Eve where we kind of have a smorgasbord of different things.
Sure.
And I use the word smorgasbord very loosely.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of different things. Well, one of the things that the kids wanted me to have this year was this special kind of potato chip called Billy Goat chips, and they're made in St. Louis, and they're really, really tasty.
Okay.
So I can't find them over here too often. And so I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm working over there. I'll go into Schnucks and I'll get some Billy Goat chips."
Okay. Right.
And so I got these Billy Goat chips. And the other thing I was getting was my son is in the very giving spirit this year. Mm-hmm. And so he has wanted to get everybody something. That's how I got Corner Gas, was, I think, partially because of him. Is that right? Yeah, my wife's telling me. And so he wants to get his uncle something. Well, there's another local potato chip, if you can believe it, called Red Hot Riplets that are made.
Okay.
You ever heard of them?
Now, is this your wife's brother or your brother?
Yeah, my wife's brother.
Oh, okay.
So Red Hot Riplets, and so I was picking up those so that he could give them to his uncle, right?
Yeah.
And so both local potato chips. So I go to...
Billy Goat chips and Red Hot Riplets. Okay,
yeah, Red Hot Riplets are made by Old Vienna. Old Vienna is in St. Louis. I have no idea, but that's who makes them. But they're also very tasty. They're like super hot.
Yeah.
Like your kids would like them. I know you got a kid who likes super hot stuff.
They do.
Yeah, they'd love Red Hot Riplets because it's super hot stuff on the chips.
Maybe you can mail us back.
Well, when you come down, maybe I'll give you some to take home.
Well, you could just mail us some.
And then you could just buy them, and then that way we'd all be square. So,
well, I mean, you could buy some, too.
So, anyway, I get the Riplets and the Billy Goat chips, and these are expensive chips because they're, you know, kind of gourmet, I guess, in a way.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm heading over, and they got the self-check. You know, everybody's got the self-check now. And I know some people have a problem with the self-check, and I want to use the self-check. I'm using the self-check because I don't really want to talk to anybody.
You thought about your testicles and you dropped your pants.
No. No. So I do the self-check and I get my stuff and I'm getting ready to leave and I look up, right, and I'm heading to the door and the guy who's running the self-check, right, he's like, you know, "Merry Christmas."
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas."
Yeah.
And this guy, I swear to God, has Lego hair. He's got a wig so bad.
Yeah.
It looks like Lego hair. It's so stiff. And molded.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like he's a Lego guy with Lego hair. You
That's
know?
Freakish. Yeah.
It was freakish, and I couldn't leave. I was just like, Merry Christmas.
Sir, I want to touch that.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to touch it. I just was like, "Oh my God, this man has Lego hair. I want to take a picture."
You can touch it, and they can touch my hair, too.
Yeah.
All right.
He's kind of leaning on the, they got the little self-check, you know, duty station or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
He's leaning on that, "Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, what the," you know what I mean?
You like chips, huh?
Yeah, I love chips. And you got Lego hair. It's just crazy.
Did he have kind of a yellowish complexion too?
No, he was very pale. Maybe he was under chemo. I don't know, but I was just like, oh, I was just taken aback by how fake his hair looked.
It'd be kind of funny if he was jaundice.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
But, you look like a Lego guy.
You look like a real Lego guy. Well, yeah, that and he had these little, like, hook hands. But
oh.
Little C-shaped hands.
But. Did he have RA?
What's RA?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, no, he didn't have rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, okay.
No, he didn't. He wasn't jaundiced. He was kind of pale looking, and obviously... You know, his head was warm because he was wearing this big wig. Yeah. I was like, I really want to take this guy's picture, but that's inappropriate, I think, so.
Not that. Hey, you know what? You're kind of a handsome man.
Let's do a picture of me and you here, yeah.
Me and you together. Come on, selfie.
This is a monumental thing here. I'm getting these chips, and I want to document this. I'll hold the chip bag up and take a picture of both of us.
Would you hold up the Red Hot Chili Mamas?
The Red Hot Riblets, yes.
Yeah, the Riblets or something like that.
Yeah, Riblets. Yep. So, yeah, I was just like, whoa, that was weird. I've never seen anybody, I guess, at least not recently, with that bad a toupee.
You're all gonna die.
Now, there was another guy, been a long time ago, he was an older guy. He had a pretty bad toupee, but it did not look like Lego hair.
Lego hair. That's really weird, Lego hair.
Yeah, Lego hair. And this guy wasn't much older. He was probably younger than me, so.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had to be at least in his teens or 20s. Or 40s, 30s. So, yeah, he was probably at 40 or something, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit shocking. I can only imagine that's what you'll be looking like in the next 10 years. But
I'd love to have Lego hair. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, yeah, but your head's too big for Lego hair, I think.
That little smirk on my face, you know, Lego smirky.
So I didn't... That and I can't help but keep finding money.
What? No way, no.
Well, I was... I had to go to a meeting at the kids' school, and I get out of the car, and there's a dollar.
Okay.
So I pick up the dollar, and then I felt bad because, I mean, it's in the teacher's parking lot, and I'm like, you know, some teacher was going to get, like, a soda with that at lunchtime or something.
They don't need it. They're all rich. So.
Yeah, well, they're not, but... So it was all wet because it's been, you know, kind of bad weather.
Up and, someone's anus, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Uh-oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, it's a teacher.
Nope, it must be somebody. She's leaving now.
Hello? Yeah, hold on a second.
So I find this dollar.
Yeah.
In the parking lot, and I'm wiping it off, and I'm trying to dry it off, and
did it have feces on it?
No, it was just wet, like from the rain and the snow. And so, what? Nobody peed on it.
That's what I.
Nobody peed on it.
Did it have semen?
No, there's no semen on it that I know of. So, and I turn it in at the secretary, and my wife's like, "Why'd you do that?
You're stupid, man."
That's what she said. I said. No, one of these teachers is going to need this dollar for something, you know. And
come on.
I know. That's what she said to me. So anyway, after that then, I was at the Walgreens. I had to stop by there and pick something up another day. And I'm walking out to my car. Guess what?
More money.
Dollar. Another dollar. And it's all wet. It's stuck to the parking lot. So I pick it up and I dry it off and I put it in the Salvation Army bucket. And then just today,
another dollar.
Now listen here. All right. So anyway, and I find $5 bill.
Who it belong to?
My wife says it's my daughter's.
Oh.
I found it in the laundry, at the bottom of the laundry.
$5.
$5 bill.
You're up $7.
Well, I gave it all away, so.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm going to give this away now, so.
Well, I'll take it.
But no, I'm not giving it to you. For Christ's sake, you beg all the time.
I like begging.
You've gotten to the point where I'm going to have to avoid you like I do all beggars.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, come on. So, yes, so I found money again today. So it's like every other day I found money.
Congratulations on your money finding skills.
I'll be keeping my eye out, you know, over Christmas.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'll be finding some more money.
Didn't you find drugs wrapped up in money one time at a hotel?
I found cocaine in a $20 bill. Yes, sir.
Yeah, a long time ago, right?
Yes, I did. It was down in Atlanta at the Holiday Inn.
What did you do with that?
We dumped out the cocaine in the ashtray and kept the 20.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna trust just random cocaine in a $20 bill in the hallway of the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, no fooling.
I think I gave it to the guy I was with, and he bought a toy for his kid on the way home.
So. There you go, Jerome.
It's true.
You needed this.
We did. We stopped at the. Actually, we stopped on our way back from Atlanta in St. Louis.
Yeah.
At the mall, and he bought a toy for each of his kids.
There you go, with the drug money.
With the drug money. That's right.
Nice. Nice. For dad of the year, man.
I'm like, hey, you should buy something for your kids. You didn't
run down to the hotel clerk and be like, someone dropped their drugs and just returning it.
No, I was mildly freaked out because there was a lot of surveillance in this hotel.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna dump this out at the nearest opportunity and just keep the money.
Should have flushed it or something.
I was in the ashtray, so I was.
Well, that's not gonna stop a druggie from you.
Well, at the time, it was back in the day when there still was ashtrays, so
yeah.
You know what I mean. So that was good there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! So what's going on with you? That's my.
That's quite a thing.
Holiday season here.
Anything
going on up there? I mean, it didn't feel good.
No, I didn't. Well, it's a really short story tonight.
You blew your nose and out came a 20 or what?
I blew my nose and it came up anyway. No, so of course, you know, I'm at Wally World the other day, you know.
Right, oh yeah, I can't. Oh my God, we were at Wally World today. It was horrible.
And you got, you know, you always got to love the little short stories in life, you know, with the long ones for sure. And I was going to, you know, quick checkout. I had, you know, about 10 things, and I was just about ready to leave. And I sensed someone behind me, and I kind of glanced. It's a.
How did you sense them? And what part of your body were you sensing them?
All over. Like, I was being irate.
I didn't know if maybe somebody was touching your ass.
No, I might have heard her say something. No, it wasn't no big deal.
Were you wearing your $5 footlong shirt?
I go, hey, listen, I found this $7 out in the parking lot, and didn't know if you, no. So, no, I turned around, it's kind of a short, dumpy girl, looks about, like, 20 years old or so.
A short, dumpy girl, yes.
Yeah, you know, so I'm like, oh, you know, so. Anyway, I'm tendering my money and almost ready to check out, and I hear this girl kind of like, you know, talking to a clerk, excuse me, I have a question.
Yeah.
Clerk, you know, clerk's very poker faced, you know, didn't really have a whole lot to say to me, you know, very, you know, poker faced, you know.
Right, yeah.
Bare minimum, kind of like, yeah, what do you want? Yeah, what do you want? Do I need an ID to buy this, you think?
What was she buying?
And so, the.
Cigarettes?
I was kind of like, huh?
She buying cigarettes?
Well, you would have thought that, right? So I'm putting away my change, right? And I didn't really pay attention to the lady's answer. So so I hear the girl say, okay, hold on. And she takes off for a second, right? She starts running away. And I look down. It's like a 3-foot-long machete. like in a plastic bag. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's nice. Sudden,
I hear this girl, Grandma! Grandma!
We need an ID!
She didn't have her grandma buy her a freaking machete.
Oh,
I'm like, oh
my
God. It makes a great Christmas present, folks.
Well, if you need one, you need one. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. I there was something funny about that. I don't know why. There was something that really struck me.
I remember, even
like the poker face clerk was actually laughing, like, oh my God, what the hell?
I remember one time, it's been like a number, it was before I had kids or anything, a long time ago. My mother-in-law was trimming her tree with a machete. And my wife is like, Mom, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm trimming the tree.
With a machete.
And she's like, why are you using that? She goes, it's the only thing I can find.
That's crazy.
I know, that's crazy, but you have to understand. So,
because I mean, your mother-in-law, I mean, I've only really been around her very few times, and she doesn't really seem very hickish. I mean,
No, it has nothing to do with
her. She's a very learned person. I'm sure she has many degrees and has read a lot of books, and surprises me that...
No, you have to understand, this is like long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, my mother-in-law and father-in-law were separated for a long amount of time.
Yeah.
And so his stuff was kind of strewn between several places. And so that was his, basically, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was a closet full of guns at her house at one point because she kept moving them from one part of the house into this closet.
Right.
And so I don't think she had a trimmer, and so she had this machete, and so she was...
Trimming a tree with a machete.
Yeah, she was using that, so.
It sounds unbelievable, but...
Well, you know, that's the way it goes.
I guess. I don't think
she really cared if she messed it up or whatever, you know. It was kind of a bad time there, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well. I wouldn't have guessed that, really. I just she doesn't seem like the kind of person that, you know, go all hickish like this, but I guess she...
Well, I mean, it had to be done, so.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
What are you gonna do? You just you know what the best tool is?
I think I know what the best tool is. Yeah, what's the second best tool? Yeah,
the one that you own. You know what I mean? The best tool for the job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best one for the job.
So. That is the best one. You're right.
The one that's available.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah, that's weird. The machete at the checkout, huh? I need ID for the machete. Well, I'm glad they asked for ID at the Walmart for a machete.
I didn't think you did. I don't know. The whole thing was just so bizarre.
I was thinking about getting the machete myself, and now I think you pushed me over the edge. I got some Christmas money here.
Grandma!
I could see a machete in my future.
Bring your grandma with for ID, I guess.
I think I can see that. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So everybody's holiday dreams are coming true, even the random people at Walmart that are short, fat girls.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that was just a, you know, a macho man's opinion.
You know, that's somebody's daughter, you know, just so you know.
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, yes.
All right, well...
I don't like to judge people like you, but...
I can tell from the way you use your language, you don't like to judge people, yes.
Well, I mean, I occasionally do. I try not to, because it is Christmas time, so I'm trying not to. But...
Okay. That's what this whole show is based on.
Yeah, we try not to judge people too harshly. Too harshly.
Lego hair and little fat girls wanting machetes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh my gosh.